Well, it's finally here. After so many years of saying, I've got to get a podcast together, we've got one for us. I'm going to celebrate right now. We're a little light on funds. This is Russ LeBlanc. Welcome to the podcast, Club ADHD Podcast, brought to you by the Center for ADHD Awareness Canada, otherwise known as CADAC. Club ADHD is not just a podcast. It's a Facebook page. It's a Twitter account. It's all of those things. And it's for us, people with ADHD. I've been working with CADAC now for many years, and I can't help but notice the amount of people during seminars or conferences who say while attending, finally, I'm in a place where I can be me. I don't have to explain things. People understand what I'm going through, and I understand what they're going through. It's called ADHD. And if you're saying, well, I don't have ADHD, I have ADD. Well, these days, clinically speaking, ADHD covers it all. And ADD is now ADHD without the hyperactive element. But we still call it ADD, whatever. This place is for us, where we can be ourselves. Now, that's how we got this all together. And now we can talk about ADHD, the good, the bad, the ugly, and not worry about being condemned by society, because that still happens. I know people out there who have maybe high-profile jobs, who have ADHD and are doing quite well. They have adapted. They have a good support system, and they figured it out how they can, you know, just do their job to the best of their ability. Usually, they're hyper-focused on their job. However, if it was announced that they have ADHD, well, it wouldn't be in their favor, because society thinks that, one, it doesn't exist, or two, it's an excuse. An excuse for not wanting to do something or not being able to do something. We all know that's not the case. With ADHD, you either go from zero or 100. There's really no in between. But together, if we can talk about it and maybe talk to some of the people who are succeeding in life with their ADHD, they can give us tips on how we can do the same. And we can offer them tips. It's a two-way exchange here. Even though this podcast is me talking to you right now, I want to talk to people who have ADHD, who are succeeding or struggling, maybe famous people, or your average everyday people. We have a few of them lined up. And as I said before, there are some people who don't want it to be known. So some of the people that we might be talking to might have to go under an alias, which is really sad. When you think about it, huh? That you can't be yourself, you're afraid to be yourself, or to announce that you have something. You wouldn't do that if you had a broken leg, right? And as far as the excuse goes, well, he has ADHD, he says he has this thing, and it's just an excuse. Well, you wouldn't ask someone with a broken leg to start tap dancing. And if they couldn't, you wouldn't condemn them for it, right? But with a mental, they call it a disorder, there's really no physical evidence. You can't really see it. And that's what people are into. You know, you've got to show it to me. I got to feel it. I got to be able to touch it and look at it. You can't do that with a human brain. I'm getting a little bit deep here, but it's worth mentioning. And this Club ADHD is a place where we can go and discuss, and maybe make some changes. Maybe there'll be some people who don't have ADHD, who don't have a realistic view of ADHD. Maybe they might listen to the podcast or go on the Facebook page or on the Twitter page and get educated. You never know. You know, this could expand to something really big. And we mentioned this, we, meaning myself and a few others at CADAC, at a seminar session a couple of months ago, and people were getting really excited about it. So I'm glad. I'm more than glad. I'm over the moon that we were able to do this and that CADAC has given us the wherewithal to be able to pull it off. Now, as far as the podcast goes, we'll be releasing them every other Tuesday. And if it really catches on and if we get some support going, we might be able to go weekly. Who knows? Couldn't do a daily. That would be a bit much. However, it's a start. And if you combine it all together, the Facebook page where you can interact, I'll be hosting that as well. And it's not a place for people who say ADHD doesn't exist. The naysayers. Now, they'll be booted out. Sorry. Go somewhere else. This is for us. You can come in and view and maybe participate in a productive manner. But if you're going to start saying this and that and, you know, spreading the false so-called facts, which aren't facts at all, well, there's another place for you. And as far as the Twitter account, well, I'll be Twittering some of the things that I'm going through or that I'm seeing that are ADHD related. And hopefully you can relate and Twitter back. That's what it's all about. I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve, I guess you could say. My background is communications and broadcasting. And I'm at the age right now. I just turned 60 last week. And talk about a traumatic situation. Boy. Especially when you were diagnosed with ADHD at 49. And you look back and you say, what if I knew back then? Do you often say that? Have you been diagnosed at a later age? It happens. And we go through the cycle, too, is that finally we figure out why things aren't going the way we wanted them to go all our lives. And we have it. And if you're like me, you're going to say it to anyone and everyone. And then sometimes people misunderstand the whole thing. And they say, oh, this guy is not right. I knew he wasn't right. Hey, what can you do? We're born with what we got. And especially once you're first diagnosed, you get quite excited about it. And I know there are some people saying, what's wrong with ADHD? I embrace mine. I love it. Well, usually those people that I've talked to and that the experience that I've been through are the people who are recently diagnosed. So they're full of energy about it. They're euphoric. They want to tell everyone about it. And there are some people who are playing on that and selling books stating that, hey, you can do wonderful things with ADHD. Yeah, you can. And there have been people who have been able to do that. But they are the exception as opposed to the norm. And I don't want to get people down. But it's true, right? We have to conform with today's society. Now, we don't have to, but if we want to succeed or be accepted, and in a lot of cases, ADHD people, like myself, want to be accepted, maybe to the point of going beyond what's normal, we have to conform. So there are people who have strategies who are able to do that. We want to talk to those people. And, you know, if you're saying, well, no, this is a positive, ADHD people are all brilliant. Well, studies have shown that that's not necessarily the case. There are a lot of brilliant people with ADHD, and probably you hear about them more often because they're more outgoing. But I've been told that the ratio between brilliance and normal for ADHD people are about the same as a person with a normal wired brain. I don't know. I think ADHD people are more creative, much more creative. Gotta be. And in some cases, are very creative to the point of developing the new norm, the new normal. I'm getting on my preaching here. I got to do some more celebrating. Excuse me. So what this first episode... oh, boy. Party favors come in handy. What this first episode for Club ADHD, or this first edition, is about is that an introductory. For you to get to know me a little better. And hopefully I'll get to know you better through Facebook. And we also have an email address that you can write or type into. It's comments@clubadhd.ca. Okay. And you can send comments or suggestions, or maybe you'd like to be on the program. You might have something to offer. You never know. You never know. So as I was saying, that it's an introductory. You get to know me, and in this edition of Club ADHD, the podcast, we'll get to know Kadak. I think it's very important for us to know this association because they have done some wonderful things. And normally we won't be, you know, interviewing people and having them push their product. And I say that very loosely because Kodak isn't a product. It's a resource, a resource. And they offer a web page or a website that's just full of information. It's www. Oh, you don't have to put the W's in anymore. It's Kodak, CADDAC.ca. They just announced that they put together a brand new website, but with the same information they always had. And they're an advocacy group that are doing amazing things behind the curtains, talking to the politicians and things of that nature. Sure, they do their conferences once a year and their seminars, and they've got their webcasts, but they do a lot of behind-the-scenes work for us. And it's pretty remarkable the amount of effort that's coming out of that group, but it's not a really big group. They've got, what, 1-2 paid employees? Some volunteers, a volunteer board? It's just amazing. It's just passion. And that's what we've got to show. We've got to display our passion and get people to change when it comes to ADHD. Change their mind, change their perception. And that's what I'm hoping to be able to do with you through this. So it's not only a great meeting place, we could possibly make a difference so that in the years to come that when you hear ADHD, it's not, oh, ADHD, or I've had an ADD moment. Personally, I don't mind when somebody jokes about that. I only wish that those people are saying it in true earnest, meaning that they understand what ADHD or ADD is about, and they're just saying, oh, I had a moment like you have all the time. Usually that doesn't happen, right? They just say it as a throwaway line, as a joke. It's no joke. I don't mind you joking about it, but I wish you would understand it. In any case, to get to know me a bit better, the CBC did an interview with me about 3 months ago or so on a show called Out in the Open. And the interviewer was excellent. Paya Chattopadhyay. I hope I pronounced it right. I hope. In any case, she did a wonderful job. And she talked to me, and it's, I don't know, 8-9 minutes long. And I played it for some ADHD people. That sounds like, yeah, an ADHD person. But you know what I mean. People with ADHD at a seminar about a month and a half ago or so. And they really liked it. They could identify. And that's the whole thing. I want you to be able to identify with our stories so that you know you're not alone. So what I plan to do is I'm going to play that interview right now. Then after that, we're going to listen to an interview I did with Heidi Bernhardt. Now, she's the chief executive officer of Kodak, and she's going to tell us how it got its start, what it's doing, and just a little behind the scenes. And then I'd like to have her come on every once in a while just to tell us, not to really, do a billboard for Kodak. We'll do that today. I'd like her to let us know what are some of the things that they are doing behind the scenes, the people they're talking to, that can make a difference in our schools. And, you know, that's one other thing that I wanted to mention is that this Club ADHD is for adults. Nothing against kids with ADHD, but that seems to be the focus. It always has been. But if you're an adult with ADD or ADHD, there's a good chance that you knew later in life. And if that is the situation, you probably grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, where it was said that, oh, you're just a kid, high-strung kid, or maybe a class clown or something like that, or unfocused. Oh, if I heard this once, I heard it 1,000 times. One of the nuns, or several of the nuns who taught me, would say, he's a bright kid. He could be even better if he focused more. He's daydreaming. Are you a daydreamer? Join the club. Me too. So with that, let's hear the CBC interview, and then we'll come back. I'll introduce Heidi, and we'll get things going. It's called Club ADHD, the podcast, edition number one. I went to blow the party favor. And I grabbed the pencil instead. Okay, here goes. I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't understand why I can't do it. It's like a person who goes and studies music and is a specialist when it comes to playing the guitar, and you hand him a guitar that's out of tune. That person knows where to put the fingers on the fret, but with that out-of-tune guitar, when they go to play it, it sounds wrong.
Meet Russ LeBlanc. He's talking about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or as you likely know it, ADHD. Symptoms include trouble focusing, being easily distracted, forgetful, making careless mistakes. You may be impulsive or chronically disorganized. When we talk about ADHD, we usually talk about kids, but it affects adults too, and it can go undiagnosed for a long time. In fact, Russ was 49 before a specialist finally confirmed his diagnosis.
Yes! Yes! I have it. I'm going to tell everyone, whether they want to hear it or not. Yes, hi, hi, I'm Russ, I have ADHD, as opposed to what I do for a living. Some people spell ADHD or ADD as N-U-T-S. You guys nuts? Stay clear. Now, in my happiness state, I couldn't get around that. Who wouldn't want to know this?
And so you get it named.
Yep.
You're, you know, half a century of life and you get this thing named.
Yep.
And then as you out yourself, so to speak, do you start having regrets about
it? Not a good idea.
Okay, why?
Not a good idea. While, of course, with the labeling that people give you as being, oh, this guy is crazy, nuts, whatever, the depression rears its head. Even if you didn't have depression in the first place, which I did, and many do, you tend to think back, okay, what would I have been, not had this, but if it was diagnosed at an early stage.
And so once you started telling people, Russ, and you say, you know, yeah, bad idea. And then you start what-ifing your past. What if I knew this earlier? What if my parents knew it when I was a kid? What if, where does that sort of take you?
It takes you down to the depression highway. And you speak of my parents, I mean, they are, you know, they were parents in the 60s and 70s. They didn't know much about ADD. And my mother, who's in her 90s, she's going to be turning 94, she calls it that thing and looks down upon it, doesn't want to admit to other family members, those who are alive, who are her age, that, yeah, there's something with me because, the mental thing. It was just, oh, he's just, he's always fast. He's always fast. He's doing things fast.
Russ has always been this way.
Yeah, yeah. He's always been that way. But and my brother, who was... probably was ADD, but maybe more controlled about it. I mean, he was more analytical and he did better in school. I was just, yeah, that's him. That's Rusty. Rusty's doing it this way. And good old Rusty was not knowing what normal was. And in living my life and going through various things where maybe I might say the wrong thing or maybe I might burn a bridge more than Homer Simpson, there comes a time when you're saying, how come everybody is getting ready to retire and I'm not even out of the gate? And when there's a problem with the mind, a lot of people don't understand it. They can understand a broken leg. They can understand cancer. You can see it. I mean, there have been MRIs that are now somewhat distinguishing an ADHD, ADD brain from a, quote, normal brain. But it's... People don't know the sorrows I, live with.
I'm glad you bring the invisibility part up in this sense, because ADHD is invisible to the outside world, to everyone around you, at work, at home, invisible to medical professionals who you had sought out for help for a long time, and invisible to you, too, for such a long time. So what, for you, Russ, what's been the impact of all that invisibility?
A life not lived to the fullest. I'm 59 now, and I have to talk myself out of the fact that it's over.
What's over?
When you're, you get your midlife crisis. But you look back and you think, well, this is what I fight against. This is what I got to fight to tell myself, no, that's not the case. Is that, hey, I'm past my prime. And man, I could have done so many big things. And I have done some things, if you look at my life as far as a resume is concerned. That was just because I did all these things because I have ADD and I'm all over the place. And the things that I've said in the wrong places, regrets. Yeah, regrets. I've had a few, more than a few. And I didn't do it my way. I mean, I wished it was done the right way. And the funny thing is, you mentioned about not being able to see, touch, feel. You know, a lot of people, they say it, but they still don't think it exists. To me, ADD or ADHD, I term it as the Rodney Dangerfield of disorders. It gets no respect. That's what I call it, honestly. You forget your keys? Oh, I had an ADD moment. Or you tell somebody about this? Oh, I have those moments every once in a while. Well, try it every day, every hour of the day. Please, I'm sorry you lost your keys last week. You know, I lose a lot of things and I can't focus on some things, but if I really like something, I am hyper-focused. Last week I heard a podcaster, Mark Maron, on his podcast, very successful person, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that, well, I'm scattered. Sometimes I think I have ADDD. Oh, I added an extra D there. But I don't have it because sometimes I can get really focused. And I almost dropped him a line to say, hey, that's what it's all about. You go zero or you go 100. There's no in between.